Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, about Bahrain and called Joining the Sheer Dots. Because you can join these dots and you can make a picture which scares the living daylights out of Riyadh and Washington, D.C. At the heart of the Bahrain crisis is a Sunni-Shia Muslim split which goes much deeper than a small island off the coast of Saudi Arabia. The Sunni Al-Khalifa family has ruled Bahrain since 1782. And that's despite a clear majority of the population being Shia. Now, there's always been tensions between the two communities, with the Shia accusing the royal family of packing the higher echelons of the security forces, government and business communities with Sunnis. Now, the Iranian government, which of course is Shia, is giving support to the Shia population, while the Saudi Arabian and Pakistan side, who are Sunni, are siding with the Sunni Al-Khalifas. Add to this, the USA's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, partially to counter Iranian influence in the Strait of Hormuz, and a small island's domestic political situation becomes of geopolitical importance. Bahrain gained independence from the UK in 1971 and became a parliamentary monarchy. But in 1975, the then king moved against Shia unrest by declaring the island an absolute monarchy. There were violent demonstrations during the 1990s as the Shia demanded more rights. These were brutally suppressed. But in 2001, pressure was so great that the ruling family allowed parliamentary elections again. The Shia opposition parties maintain that the system is still rigged against them, saying that they remain a minority in parliament and that the upper chamber is appointed directly by the king and thus blocks reform. Now, the Iranians, the Saudis and the Americans are watching this current unrest with intense interest. The Iranians have long laid claim to the island. They'd be pleased to see the Shia majority there in charge to complement the growing Shia power in Iraq and Lebanon. That, and the fact that the Saudi Arabian oil fields lie in the part of Saudi Arabia which are dominated by a Shiite minority, explains why Riyadh is backing Bahrain's royal family with expertise and, it is rumoured, military hardware. Much of that hardware will originate in the USA. It wants to maintain its naval presence in Bahrain. Don't expect to hear calls from Obama for the king to step aside any day soon. Now, the protests aren't entirely Sunni-Shia. Those demonstrating are mostly Shia, but they've got similar grievances to other Arabs right across the region and indeed Sunni Arabs in their own country. Unemployment, poverty, lack of free speech, lack of social freedoms. However, most demonstrators are Shia, and overwhelmingly, those cracking down on them are Sunni. The protesters face a problem not seen in other Arab countries. Bahrain's capital does not really have a city centre, nor a symbolic focal point for rallying, like Tahrir Square in Cairo. The demonstrators have been mostly in small Shia villages near the capital. They then hit on the idea of going to the Pearl Roundabout in the shopping area on the outskirts of the capital. And this resulted in the vicious crackdown in the middle of the night. The subsequent loss of life risks turning what began as a protest for greater democracy into outright calls for the royal family to be overthrown. If that happens, and Shia Iran connects to Shia Bahrain, then the next stop for Shia unrest would be Shia Eastern Saudi Arabia. And that picture is a nightmare for America. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.